police, certainly in New South Wales, could be able to stop and search people for a weapon without reasonable suspicion or a warrant under laws that are being considered by the New South Wales government. At a press conference yesterday, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said that his government was looking at implementing so-called wanding powers in New South Wales, and this is following a spate of high-profile knife attacks that have certainly shocked the country.
Look, we are contemplating a law change, and I think that's a reasonable thing to do when you see shocking, violent crime in the state that has many in the community concerned. So we're looking at laws, particularly laws interstate in other jurisdictions. I'm not going to rush those laws, though. It's really important that we're able to speak with stakeholders in New South Wales and that the public understands the implications of a law change.
Yes, a law change. And with more on that, joining me now, the President of the Police Association of New South Wales, Kevin Morton, who's on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Richard.
Okay, look, this seems like a given. I can't believe the number of calls, emails, SMSs we had last week suggesting that this would be a good idea. It seems to have been successful in Queensland, Kevin, these wanding laws.
I totally agree with you. And what we called for yesterday with the Premier is for our government in New South Wales to keep pace with what's occurring in other states. The statistics from Queensland are astounding. They've managed to take 800 knives off the street, arrest 1,400 people for over 2,500 offences. But in doing that, they've been able to keep those particular areas where people go out and enjoy their leisure time, they've been able to keep those areas safe.
Now, what are you arguing for, that all police should be carrying these? And can you just tell us a little bit about these wands and how they work and how police would actually use them, Kevin?
So to give you a very quick insight into what Jack's Law is, and that's the law that the Premier is referring to that was implemented in Queensland, and this follows the tragic death of Jack Beasley. Jack's dad at the moment is over in Western Australia advocating with the Western Australian government to implement these laws as well. Now, when Jack was tragically killed, he went to work and got this legislation up that, for a particular area determined as a precinct, a senior officer can say, well, a serious incident occurred in that area within 6 months, and I'm determining that as a precinct for a period of time, whether it be 24 hours. And anyone in and around that area, police officers have these small wands, can be pulled aside, a very non-intrusive search, wanting to just make sure that they don't have any knives or edged weapons, and they're on their way. It's a very non-intrusive, quick process to ensure that people don't think that they have to go out and pack their backpack with their phone, their wallet, and a knife.
Yeah. Look, exactly the same, I'm assuming, as the one in airports, and I think we've all experienced that, where they wave the wand over you looking for drugs. It's exactly the same process?
That's exactly right. I mean, it happens at all major music concerts, sporting finals. It even happened at the Royal Easter Show this year after the incident that we had last year. So you were, for those particular people, randomly were pulled aside, a quick wand, and they were on their way.
All right. So you've had a pretty good hearing, as I understand it, re the wanding laws. Look, I also had suggestions last week that in the wake of what happened at Bondi, security guards be armed. How does the Police Association feel about that suggestion, Kevin?
Yeah, look, I think it's a little early to determine what's occurred in that Bondi Junction tragedy. I prefer that to go to the coroner. I'm concerned that, we've done some very good work in regards to gun regulation. My only concern is that we're trying to keep guns off the street and to put guns in untrained people. It is a concern for the Police Association and certainly my members as well, but I think it's a little too early to be looking at that.
Yeah. You mentioned Jack Beasley's father over in WA at the moment campaigning for similar wanding laws to be introduced over there. As I understand it, in WA, capsicum spray is available for the public. Would you like to see, and again, following in the wake of Bondi, many listeners have suggested that we should all be able to access capsicum spray. Again, how does your association feel about that suggestion?
I'm not aware of Western Australia, and every state has different regulations in regards to weapons. What I can tell you in New South Wales is capsicum spray, if it's found on a individual, is a prohibited weapon. That would take a significant law change, I would suggest. Let's leave it up to the experts. Let's leave it up to my members, the men and women of the New South Wales Police Force, to keep our community safe.
Right. A lot of footage, obviously, and censorship is a big topic at the moment, obviously, with the footage of the stabbing that Elon Musk has refused to take down on X, Twitter, and it is geo-blocked, but people with a VPN can access that anywhere, even Australians. There's been a lot said about censorship, but this post and boast business, there has been the first charges levelled at people over that. You think there should be more censorship of social media, the sort of material that's been left up there and put up there for everybody to have a look at, Kevin?
Well, you know, social media, and certainly for my organisation, the Police Association, is a valuable communication tool. Sometimes, unfortunately, and certainly with our younger generations who have mobile phones and access to mobile phones every day, they are exposed to probably some incidents and topics and rhetoric that their parents probably don't realise. It's an argument for it, and there's an argument against social media regulations. It's far beyond my opinion will change the face of this particular topic.
Yeah, it's a very complicated one, censorship, and a very touchy one. Look, obviously what's happened in recent months and this year, domestic violence is a huge issue. The violence, principally, you know, men against women is a massive issue in this country. Is the answer simply more police, Kevin?
No, the answer is not more police. And Richard, my members are doing their job. We're putting these people that believe that they can be violent against women, and in some cases men, we're putting them before the court. I'm of a concern that our judicial system is letting us down. And as we saw with the most recent incident, which is, I might add, is under review, the Premier and the Prime Minister have called for a review. The decisions to allow people bail and sentencing laws thrown into that mix need to be, the government needs to have a real good hard look at it, because I honestly think that our court systems are letting our victims down.
All right. The death toll, unfortunately, on our roads is going up rather than down. Double demerits in New South Wales came into force last night. What are you focusing on over the weekend, Kevin?
Oh, look, what I'm focusing on, and, you know, our members are from Traffic and Highway Patrol, relay this message every time that we have a public holiday or school holidays. It just drive to the conditions of the road, and just be careful. We understand that, you know, it's not a God-given right to have a licence. It's a privilege, and treat it as a privilege. And remember that there's you're driving a particular vehicle that, if you lose control of it, it can be tragic both for yourself and for others as well. So the message is just take your time getting wherever you're going to, drive to the conditions, and just stay safe.
Appreciate your time this morning, Kevin. Have a safe Anzac couple of days, and to you and your association, keep up the great work, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Morton, President of the New South Wales Police Association.